The Park City Council thought they had less than $3 million left to raise to purchase Bonanza Flat by June 15th, the nearly 1,400-acre parcel of open space. That is until, through countless negotiations, Summit County determined they could only contribute $4.25 million. In spite of the setback, Park City Council member Andy Bierman says they're still confident that things will work out.
We kind of have a mix of emotions. We are very grateful for the county for the $4.25 million that they're contributing towards this, and it makes them the largest contributor, and it's a tremendous help. We are disappointed that we weren't able to work out the other $1.5 million that we'd been working on through some land swaps and purchases. But we worked hard on it, and we just weren't able to reach agreement on that particular component. It is a setback, but we are still confident that we have a couple of ways we can get there. We have several other funding sources and contributors that we're in conversations with, and we are very hopeful that a few of them will step up and fill the gap.
The land swaps and purchases that Bierman mentioned involve three properties: the Triangle Parcel, Round Valley, and Old Ranch Hills.
It's part of the deal. There is no money exchange. It's just straight up land exchange. A few years ago, we had a situation where Summit County was about ready to purchase a piece of land called Toll Canyon, this beautiful land in Summit Park. And they had to settle a lawsuit, and they bought an area from Nadine Gilmore called Stone Ridge, which is above Trailside. And it was kind of the missing piece of the pie for Round Valley. And so the county asked the city, would you please purchase this piece of land from us so we could then turn around and use the money that we had intended to put towards Toll Canyon, which is out at Summit Park.
Bierman says more than half of the funds being contributed come from Park City selling their share of the Triangle Parcel, and the remaining $2 million is from a grant from the Transient Room Tax Fund. The fact that they're selling their share of the Triangle Parcel for the same amount they bought it for doesn't bother the city. Bierman says it's in line with their big picture.
We also want to see that land preserved. So we're considering our value on this, taking into account that that land is going to have a conservation easement on and it's going to be preserved going forward. Additionally, the county agreed to work with the city to give us 10 acres at a different location for public works. They're actively seeking a new location for them to have a public works facility, and they are going to allow us to do that. So what we accomplish is we free up a $2.25 million to put towards Bonanza Flat. We assure that the Triangle Parcel becomes open space, and we still get the public works location we need.
As for the remaining $4 million the city has to come up with, Bierman says they're optimistic and have yet to exhaust their resources.
We're going to have to find a way to come up with that additional funding, whether that's we go back to our partners and we ask them for additional contributions, or the city finds a way to backstop it through canceling a project or moving funds around. I think we're going to be close enough we can get this done, assuming a couple more of these funding sources come in.
Summit Lands Conservancy Executive Director Cheryl Fox says she is inspired by how Parkites and the surrounding communities have come together, including groups that are not traditionally involved in conservation. As for raising the $4 million in 2 weeks, Fox had this to say.
Don't give up now. We're so close. You know, $4 million out of $38 million, we're so close. It's still a big number, but somebody can help us out. Somebody who has perhaps already donated knows somebody else who could or would like to maybe donate. So keep asking.
For more information about the fundraising efforts, visit utahopenlands.org. The next Park City Council meeting is scheduled for June 8th. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.